Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Van Halen bringing us back one of their all-time best songs, Jump. Is that organ riff, does it get any better than that? Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. Their index, their NFIB index of small business optimism, is the holy grail of small business research on the sentiments going on in small business. The news this month for December, reporting in January for December, the news is not good. The 10 elements that make up the index, some of them fell off the table. We're now below the 50, almost 50-year average. In 1 month, folks, we did that. Bill, thanks again for being here. You said earlier that their sentiment about future sales drove a lot of this.
Absolutely, that was the expectation that sales will be higher. We lost about 15 points, and expected business conditions lost about 25 points, and that's absolutely huge decline. I mean, a normal change in the index will be, you know, a couple of points, and of course we were down 5, headed towards 6, and the internals don't look very good. The net percent of owners saying that my sales were higher than they were a quarter before is now a negative 2%, meaning more saying lower than higher, and that was a 7-point decline from November. Huge.
Yeah.
And of course, the expectations are also negative. That is, more firms think that the sales are going to be worse. A 14-point decline there to a net negative 4, looking for better sales. Not good at all. And we hardly stepped into 2021.
Well, the thing that you hear all the time when people talk about what drives the stock markets, you hear about the concern for uncertainty, the level of uncertainty. You know, there's actually in Wall Street has a what they call the VIX, the volatility index, and they watch the VIX when they're making evaluations on where to put money. Small business owners, this is the you know, part of your report, your index is the VIX, is a small business VIX. And folks, when small business owners see things that are happening in Washington, and they see the response to so-called leaders to different things, and notice I didn't use a party in there, when they see that and it doesn't make any sense, it doesn't sound like the kind of thing leaders would do, or people who would care about them, what they would do, it makes us uncertain, and it makes us feel like there's volatility on the way. Bill, what do you think?
Absolutely. You know, you think about the decisions that all the small business owners out there make every day. They're all about tomorrow. They're all about the future. They're going to change things or not change things, but it's all aimed at where they think things are going to be in some future period. And obviously, the view of the future period now is very, very, very bad, and I'm afraid it'll probably get worse this month. And that means that it's going to impact very important things like hiring, like capital mm-hmm. expenditures, mm-hmm. Inventory investment, all these kinds of important economic variables will be adversely impacted by what's going on.
Do you have a perspective on how your respondents feel about another round of PPP? Have you got that information?
No, we'll go into the field next week and start checking that out, so
okay,
we can
so we'll
pick it up.
Have a report
again
on that next time.
I'm glad it's there. Yeah. You know, and I'm sure that all of our people will take advantage of it if they can. And in general, I know that the little banks that I know about, loan demand is still pretty strong, but it's highly focused in manufacturing and construction, you know, residential mm-hmm. construction, not even commercial construction.
Well,
and that's gonna end. We're in a bubble now in the housing market, so
yeah,
that's gonna create some problems.
Yeah, it's interesting how the real estate market has helped things out a little bit. But you know, one of the things, Bill, and I do have to get into some policy issues here, not political, but policy. When people hear Joe Biden talk about, you know, focusing on the Green New Deal, when they hear him talking about, you know, increasing union strength, and when they hear him talking about things that are gonna be more regulatory, that doesn't make small business owners feel confident about the future, does it? And raising taxes.
No, not at all.
How about this? Abolishing your tax break.
Basically, all the things that Biden talks about are not friendly to the small business sector. Higher taxes isn't. Giving the labor more power, unions more power to manage, more regulations, a reduction in the deregulatory environment that we had, so a lot of stuff will be taken back. All of that is bad news. Raises costs, raises confusion, and of course increases government's hand in operating your business.
It tells you that they're not watching what happened before. I mean, never mind who facilitated a growing, an expanding economy in the last three years prior to the pandemic. Regardless of who did what, if that is a good thing, why not do what keeps that going? And to say that you're going to reverse those things, that tells you they're saying we don't care about Main Street. That's the way I take
exactly.
it, Bill. That's the way I take it. They don't care about Main Street. We'll come right back after the break with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. NFIB.com is the website. And check it out, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.